I'm going to share a testimony of Amos Skaggs. He sent it to me today. He said, David, I have a praise report. The 1st of January, I woke up one morning, and for some strange reason, I had lost total hearing in my left ear and about 70% in my right ear. And I began to fast and pray and claim my rights as a believer. If you haven't been there, it is devastating. I stayed away from people and didn't go anywhere because I couldn't communicate with them. I was not going to receive this condition as a way of life for me. And I thought about Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. It says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. He said he wasn't going to put up with this as a way of life. It's contrary to God's promise to him. It's contrary to the benefits of the kingdom that are given to him. And so he began to do warfare, you know. Fast and pray. Fasting's powerful, folks. Some of you need to try it, you know. It's good. Very good. You know, folks, we need to demand our rights. We're not demanding anything from God. We're demanding them from the devil. You know, we have authority on this earth to bind and to loose, Matthew 18 and 18. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We need to take our position and take our authority and fight, you know. Not let the devil walk all over us. No, we don't need to be passive in the spirit. We need to war and demand our rights. You know, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. By force. And we need to see that we have the authority to do this kind of warfare. You know, the Lord likens it in Ephesians to taking up the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation, right? Going forth to fight with the devil, demanding our rights. It's a warfare, folks. He seeks to hinder us and restrain us from our benefits. The Lord Jesus has given us at the cross, right? You know, he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. But that in Christ thing is the part that we have to war to stay in. In Christ, abiding in Christ, is in continuing to agree with what the Word of God says about us, continuing to hold fast to the promises of God in the midst of the apparent lack and apparent curse, like Amos was manifesting here, you see. It's a war, folks. You have to be diligent, not at all passive. You have to make war. You know, the Lord has given us authority on this earth to bind and to loose. He says, I've given you authority to over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you, he says. We need to demand our rights. He said, I got a witness that the healing was mine. After he fasted and prayed, he got this witness that the healing... Now, you don't have to get no witness. You know, you can just believe the Word of God, you know. But it is nice. It's very, strengthening to our spirit to hear something from the Lord. But you don't have to have that. You can just, like Mark 11 and 24 says, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them. That's all you need to do. But fasting and praying and hearing from the Lord is a good way to encourage your faith, isn't it? He said it's always good to hear that in our spirit. 3 weeks later, I got a vision that my hearing was restored, but the manifestation still didn't come. See, folks, he got two witnesses here. He got a witness in his spirit, and then saw a vision that it was done. And what's the Lord already telling you in the Word, isn't he? Telling you already in the Word that it's done? Absolutely. Can you see in the Word that it's done? Seeing that his divine power hath granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Can you see that it's done? So, we need to be hearers of the Word, right? And seers of the Word. So after these two witnesses, he still hadn't seen the manifestation. And then, weeks later, a couple of weeks later, let's see, February the 10th, Today, February the 10th, my hearing is perfect. So he fought, he warred, he didn't just passively take it, you know, and learn to put up with it. You know what? That's how you get deeper and deeper and deeper in the curse. Because the devil will do that to you as often as he can. You know, he just puts a little here, a little there, and you just passively put up with it instead of fighting the good fight of faith, laying hold on life, you know, being violent against the devil in the spirit realm. Matthew 11:12 again, it says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Men of violence take it by force. So anyway, he received his hearing back. Praise be to God. We need to fight the good fight, folks, because the devil is here to try us. He's here to see just how much we're willing to take without doing anything against him, right? He loves it when we just passively take it, and he can give us a little bit more, right? Keep handing it over to us. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you're showing us these wonderful things that you're about to do. It sure is exciting to know that you're so close. And of course, we've known that for a while now, that you're very close. You've been giving us many signs. But it's really neat, Lord, to know you're so close. And that we're going to see one of the days of the Son of Man. We're going to see the time when Jesus went forth to heal the sick, and to raise the dead, and to cast out devils, and all those wondrous things. Lord, we're so happy to hear about this, and looking forward to it. Lord, we've seen so many miserable people, even relatives or children or parents or wives or husbands that are in bondage to sin and corruption and death and destruction and the curse, sickness, dying of this and dying of that. And yet, Lord, we're going to see the miraculous days of Jesus again. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us to endure to see these days. Thank you so much. Lord, we're asking for you to rise up in us, as is your promise, to let your light shine out of us into this dark world around us. Lord, nothing would please us greater than you would come and take over these temples and walk in us, talk in us, do the works through us, speak to us, guidance and wisdom. And like Jesus said, I do always those things I see of my Father. Lord, it seems that the man-child will see these things in the spirit realm as things that are already done. And that the divine wisdom and direction will be theirs because they walk in the spirit realm, in the heavenly realm, in Christ Jesus. And at the same time, they walk in the earthly realm. And they're able to relate through having been caught up to the throne of God, the place of dominion over the earth. They're able to relate the things that they see in the spirit and manifest them in the flesh. Lord, we're looking forward to these awesome days, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, give us wisdom to continue to bear fruit, to be counted worthy, to escape all these things that are coming upon the world, as you promised. Lord, continue to work in us to will and to do of your good pleasure. We trust in you. We rest in you, Lord. And we're thanking you for finishing the good work you started. Praise be to God. Well, thank you, saints. Thank you for joining us for this study, and we ask that you please keep us in prayer. You know, while we are getting prepared to get a lot of information out very quickly, we've been having a lot of attacks of the devil. But by the grace of God, we've been fighting him off. We know he's desperate. We know that he doesn't like what we're doing. So we're asking you to pray for us, pray up a hedge of protection around us, and wisdom and provision in all ways. And we appreciate that very much. We will meet with you again Wednesday, 7:30 Central Time. And God bless you. Goodbye.